So when looking up, this tiny little exercise is pretty darn cool. So in doing this little exercise, let's just call it looking up, where you take a minute and you look up to the left, take a minute break, then you look up to the right. When looking up, here's what I notice. Back in NLP school, we learned eye accessing cues. In other words, how to notice how people think. And this is a realm that almost nobody ever thinks about. I'm not concerned about what they think. Again, they'll tell you that. How they come up with it. Do they visually remember something? Do they say something inside about it? Everyone does a particular thing a little bit differently. They have some combination that they go through about every 18 seconds that runs their routine life. So they routinely do the same thing with their eyes, which indicates what's going on inside the box. They routinely do the same thing every 18 seconds when they're in their routine life. And what this exercise does is it gives you a break from the routine. It's a content-free break. In other words, instead of watching the news, you don't watch a movie. Again, that's a break. Or instead of spending 24 hours in your normal life, you go spend 24 hours at Disneyland. Again, that's a different kind of break. McDonald's, you deserve a break today. I want you to have content-free breaks. I want you to have processed-based breaks. And that's what that is. That little tiny exercise invites you to experience 1 minute and then another minute of simply not having your eyes bounce around like they usually do. It gives you 1 minute, then another minute of your mind not bouncing around like it normally does. This is very different than meditation. It's very different than medication. It's very different than sleep. It's very different than everything that I've ever come across. Because what's really cool with this is it functionally allows you to discover that you're not that. You see, most people, they think they're their bodies, or they think that they're the facts about their history. Let's just call that a thing. And you can watch most people, they're in pursuit of more and more things to be happiness. They're chasing happiness by chasing things, which means they're only imagining that they're a thing. Bucky Fuller was on the right path, as far as I can tell. He said something like, "I seem to be a verb." Cool. Let's call verb the area of process. You see, if a noun is a thought, see, a thought is a noun. It's a virtual noun. Thinking, then, is a verb. And the process of thinking is revealed through the way that your eyes bounce around. Every 18 seconds, routinely. That reveals how you routinely think, produce the thoughts that you have and the behaviors that you have. I want you to notice that you're the stillness behind it all by simply taking your eyes to an extreme up to the left, to an extreme up to the right, each for 60 seconds, and just staying there. I promise you, if you do that, you will find so much more peace in your world because you'll stop identifying with being a thing or a verb just with this little bit of play. Remember, though, to do it, you have to imagine something effectively first. To actually double your income, you must have imagined something effectively to do that. To effectively double your attitude money, same kind of thing if you ever play that attitude money game. To effectively double that, you have to imagine something. Some people, they start with a dollar and go to two and say, "Hey, it's not a big deal. Didn't do nothing. Cool. Start with 1,000. Let's have some fun." "Well, I don't know how to double 1,000. Sweet. Now we're playing." I want you to discover that you're not a thing. I want you to discover that you're not a verb. I want you to discover that you are the silence that all the waves exist in. Because I want you to make waves. I don't want you to seek silence or peace or calm, because you are silence. You're the ocean. Time to make waves. But for today, for tomorrow, for every day here thereafter, take the 3 minutes a day to do this exercise. A minute up to the left, a minute resting, a minute up to the right. Use a timer and discover what you discover. I'd love to hear from you on this forever. See ya.